For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Democratic presidential candidates have consistently campaigned in South Carolina since the beginning of the year. They visited the Midlands, the Upstate, and the Lowcountry. But Monday, four of these candidates returned to the state, this time in the PD. Surrounded by sounds of bluegrass music, the aroma of southern favorites like crackling or fried pork skins, boiled peanuts, and chicken bog, candidates shared with these rural voters their varying stances on top issues like health care, education, climate change, and gun violence, but all under the unifying message of winning in 2020.
And that is that in 2020, we don't just need to win, my friends. We need to win big. We need to win big.
Because what's at stake in 2020 isn't just the outcome of one election. I believe it is the future of the American project, and that depends on us.
I said it the day I announced, and I say it again here today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. That's why I am running for president of the United States.
And as Democrats, we need to speak to Americans in every corner of this country. For decades and decades, Democrats were the party of rural America, and we need to be that party again.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Vice President Joe Biden, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. They were the only candidates to attend this year's Gallivant's Ferry presidential stump speaking event. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was scheduled to attend, but according to his campaign, needed to take time to rest his vocal cords. The stump started in the late 1800s. This is its 143rd year, and the first time multiple presidential candidates have attended. Their presence drew a larger-than-normal crowd from across the region, many of whom were first-time attendees, like Lisa Oska of North Carolina.
I'm the first vice chair of the Democratic Party in Brunswick County, and this was announced at our meeting Thursday night, and I brought seven women down with me, and we've got about 10 others coming.
And John Cummings of Horry County.
If it were not for the Affordable Care Act, I would be uninsured. And I was uninsured for a long time, but the older you get, the more important health care is becoming for me.
The Gallivant's Ferry stump took place just days after 10 of the presidential candidates participated in the third Democratic debate. Biden, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar echoed their talking points.
And folks, the Affordable Care Act was a huge step forward in this country. We made historic progress by extending health insurance to 20 million Americans who didn't have it before.
We're talking about the freedom to be treated equally, regardless of your race or who you are or your gender. And yes, freedom means the freedom to control your own body and make your own medical decisions, and not have politicians do it for you.
And when it comes to climate change, this is my plan. On day one, I will sign us back into the International Climate Change Agreement. You can do that. You can do that, South Carolina. You can do that.
De Blasio did not qualify to participate in the debate, but Monday talked about job creation and revitalizing rural America.
The things that I've been working on in the nation's largest city, I think they matter just as much in Gallivant's Ferry and small towns and rural areas all over this country. People need jobs in small towns. People need jobs in rural America. You know how we're going to give jobs to a lot more people and make this country better? The Green New Deal.
South Carolina voters will pick a Democratic nominee for president on February the 29th, 2020. It will be the first presidential contest in the South. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.